Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
You know what I feel like doing? Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I almost feel like, remember during the Patriot, the guy walks in and says, these are the wrong kind of guys.
These are not the sort of men we need.
That's right. Remember what he said? No, these are exactly the sort of men that we need, right? He said, God save King George. Hey, folks, God save Barack Hussein Obama. 1-877-807-9977. We're either going to open this up to you. Well, we're going to go off on some topics here. 1-877-807-9977. I say, God save Barack Hussein Obama. Come on. God save Barack Hussein Obama. 1-877-807-9977. You name the topic. Yeah. I mean, because we're supposed to know everything anyways, right? I remember I sat down with an investor years ago. Bradley, you know, it just seems like you got to know everything. You know, it's kind of like a Mr. Know-it-all. I said, well, listen, I just got to tell you this. I'm on live radio. I got to know a little something of everything, right?
I would hope so. I mean, because if you don't, then why in the world are you on live radio?
Yeah, because we're going to be stupid. That's the case. Here, Laura Fritz, I'm online right now. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate your participation here, sister. Love you. I hope that didn't offend asking. I know you must have a good reason, like, to approach the kids, etc. I've been sitting here stressing over how I should have asked you privately. Hang on a second. Okay, now I just got another thing pulling up here. Oh, jeez. When it rains, it pours, right? It's a good.
I like it pouring.
Oh, okay, I gotta go. I gotta go back to this one now. Hang on a second. Hang on. Because we're polling right now, friends. Bradley Dean, we are polling. Okay, I got a like. Okay, with the glasses, Jake. Back to the glasses. I don't mean to make this show about me, but I am the show host. So I hope that's not too selfish.
No. Yeah. I mean, who else should it be about?
I don't. Well, you're the show co-host.
I'm just a co-host. I'm the other guy. People don't even know my name.
I don't think I really appreciate the other guy. That's why I don't really like to say it. But you said you like it, and I don't.
Oh, the name.
Like
the name other. Yeah, I really do. It's catchy, man. The other
it's
guy.
It's kind of degrading.
Really?
Yeah. I just. We know where this came from.
I think it's half full.
I know a friend said that, and it's up to you. I mean, if you like to.
I think secretly I might have put that in his mind.
I mean, if you don't matter, then go ahead. We'll call you the other guy.
Hey, you know what? The other guy is very endearing, and that causes it to matter twice as much.
But with or without sunglasses, I noticed that you gave those sunglasses that I told you never to wear to my son yesterday.
But he looks good with them.
And he came up to me and said, look at Jake gave me. I said, good boy,
Jake.
Good job.
So in all honesty, after that, I said, honey, do you think these glasses make my nose look big? And she's like, we should get you some other glasses. So we went out and we got some other glasses. And then I had these glasses. They were nice glasses. The problem is I'm part Jewish and I'm also part. No, I really am. That truth be told, that's not a cap on people because I have a big nose. I do have a big nose. But that's not because you're Jewish.
No.
Could be.
No. Okay. I've heard you're Chinese. I've heard you're African American. I've heard you're Native American.
Now you're
Jewish, dude.
I'm part African American. I've always been Jewish.
Hey, all nations are one blood. I get it. I'm cool with that.
My mom's in Africa, so that means I'm African American. Okay. My dad was Jewish, so that means I've got that, Russian Jewish.
Yep.
And, I've got a lot of character. And I ran into a wall when I was
my big brother's Jewish, too. His name is Jesus Christ. Yeah, right. So I'm cool with that if that's where we're going.
Glory.
Amen.
We got to.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about my
war. I'm not done with this yet, Jake. Okay.
You can't just...
Yeah, no. I mean, you're this, you're that. Okay, so what if I said to you, I've got Native American, and I'm a little black African. I got a little Chinese, Japanese. I only got two parents.
Yeah, that's true. But they got parents, see? And then their parents have parents. So then it all kind of like a tributary is into a river.
But it all started somewhere.
That's right.
And his name was Adam and her name was Eve.
And then we can even go forward, Noah and his kids. Because that was all that was remaining there. We all came from those loins.
Do you know what time Adam was created?
I won't steal the thunder. I'll just say, what time?
Just before Eve.
Ice!
Yes. Yes.
They cut one.
Do you know the guy in the Bible that doesn't have any parents?
Which guy?
Joshua, son of Nun.
The son of Nun! Like, he doesn't have Nun parents.
I am the best!
Yes. That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very well said.
You know where the Bible talks about baseball?
No.
Come on. In the big inning.
No! Man, you're on a roll, man! Keep it going!
Woo!
Do you like Fred?
It's okay. You're talking about Goat Boy?
Yeah.
The Nubian Goat?
Let me say, I love Fred with biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I like Fred. Yeah,
with
I like
biscuits
Fred.
Biscuits and gravy.
We're talking about Little House in the Prairie now, friends. Yes.
With biscuits and gravy. You know, so what, somebody on Facebook had a really nice comment.
And now he's getting serious.
I just can't. I can't find it, but it was something to this. It was like one of those opposites. Like actually, I heard this story about one of our producers, Carrie. She had somebody come up to her and say, would you like to go to the, it was like a dance or something, or the prom with me? And she's like, yeah, right.
She's got quite the sense of humor,
so
doesn't she?
She says, yeah. And he's like, oh, cool. And then she's like, right. Just put him down. You know, when people think you're going to go one way and all of a sudden, it slams the other way.
Yes.
Just watch part one of My War by Bradley Dean. I got to shift here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Been doing great on the orders.
This needs to be on primetime viewing. This is a DVD series that we have, folks.
Yes.
And it was. That's right. It was. This was said from a pastor who will actually be joining in 2 weeks, actually, at Freedom Baptist Church in Rockingham, North Carolina, on Wednesday in 2 weeks. I think it's the 14th.
Okay.
But this is Pastor Ernie, and he said it's straight talk, real life. You can order this DVD series on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Behind the curtain news, you will never hear from the mainstream media, a clarion call to the church to be the church. So after he was done watching part one, then guess what he did? Guess what he did after he watched part one?
I don't know.
He watched part two! He did!
No!
Just finished part two of Bradley Dean's My War.
Wait, now what's he going to watch after part two?
I'm thinking, I really am thinking strongly that number three is coming next. But this is what he said about part
two. See what coffee will do to you, friends? And Jake's not even drinking any. That's
water.
The amazing thing here.
Straight
yes.
water.
Yes.
Just finished part two of Bradley Dean's My War.
Yes.
Amazing how far we have fallen. Power-filled wake-up call. Drugs to alcohol, culture to education. He shows the rot that has begun in our present day and our children's future. God hasn't called us to be popular. He has called us to be light. America's problem isn't the darkness. It's the absence of light. Come on,
Amen.
Church. Duty calls.
There's no sense in cursing the darkness. Just light a candle and lead the way.
Lead the way.
Said Michael Prutka.
That's true. That
yes.
is the truth.
Yes.
We got to plow our own role. But Pastor Ernie, thank you so much. And all of you folks that are wondering, what in the world is my war? I want some. Go to the DVD series. It's right on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It says My War. Click on it. Watch the trailer. But I can tell you, there's five parts, and all five parts deal with the same root, and that's Christ in the Constitution.
So, okay, so after he watches
schools.
Part one, he watches part two, and then he's and probably going to end up watching part three after part two.
That's right.
And then what after three?
There is a part four.
And then what's after four?
Five.
Yes, you, dude.
And that's all we
that's
got.
That's why you are on national radio and international
I'm
radio.
Good. I'm good in the math and stuff and figures.
Oh, I see that.
You can watch The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol after part five, even.
Amen.
And, folks, every week there's a new YouTube video on Bradley Dean's column.
Folks, if you'd like to jump on the radio with us, please weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions, and really above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm going to bring this to a close. I'll probably talk about it one more time after this. We're doing a poll online, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio. Picture with glasses, yeah. Picture without glasses, yeah. That's going to be my next promo, so I need your help. Please check it out. Give me your feedback, please. Okay, so I just got Jason Skipper. Glasses rock. Jake?
Nice. Jason?
Jason said glasses rock. Well, I'm waiting for your kickback here, dog.
Oh, there's no kickback.
Okay. And then I go down to the bottom, Donna Summer. Yes, Donna Summer. I said Donna Summer for all you old disco fans. She said no glasses.
Was Donna Summer is an old disco?
Yeah, she's gal? A disco queen, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I guess from the 70s.
Nice. No glasses, yeah. Though.
That's what she, I don't know if that was actually Donna Summer that said that, but her name was Donna.
Could have been.
You know. I'm thinking maybe.
This was the other day, the guy we had on our show, he was friends with you on Facebook, Dr.
Maybe you're related to her or something, Jake.
There is a strong possibility of that.
Okay. I mean, because you pretty much do have, you know.
I know. It's, you know, it's something that.
Some nationalities running through you. Almost kind of like
a gift.
A zebra.
Yeah, like all the multiple stripes.
Totally.
Because, you know, it's very easy to adapt.
Yes.
To any setting.
Okay.
I don't have
a
problem.
I got a whole mess of comments here. Do you want to hear these comments?
Of course.
Okay. This one seems less posed. Okay.
Hang on a second. The one
without glasses. Okay, so she's with you, right? Okay. Oh, I got Donna Summer on both of them. I like this one better than the squatting one. I hope she doesn't think like I'm some Native American squatting.
Well, you did bring up Navy SEALs, and they spend a lot of time outdoors.
That's true, but I don't have that bushy beard.
That's right.
I got it on my head, not on my chin. This one, this is way better. The glasses make you less approachable. Well, I'm not trying to be less approachable. That was from our friend Steve Noble. Did you like that?
Steve, I like Steve.
So I think call, he's, what is it I think he's a good
action,
guy.
Call, yeah. No sacred cows.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another one. Since we are friends, I'm going to be brutally honest. I've always wondered why you haven't cut your hair. I know that you must have a good reason. I'll tell you why, because I don't have to. And I like knowing that I have the option to cut my hair if I want to cut my hair. I mean, what was John the Baptist? Options. He was a long-haired rocker dude.
Jesus was
a Nazarene. What was Samson? A Nazarene, a Nazarite. Of course. Yep. Right?
He had locks, which would almost make it sound like he had dreadlocks. Samson.
Okay, so she goes on and says, I think it would be huge if you cut it. Not to boast of my words, but I grew mine out for our Lord. You asked. LOL. Okay, and then I got Carrie. She said, without glasses. Okay, so Jake, you want another one. Okay? We'll just keep waiting for more, and we'll talk about this one more time. But you got the opportunity now, my friends.
Do you remember that that saying that I couldn't remember on the last segment, you know, where you're like leading somebody down one way and all of a sudden, left turn. So when in the Patriot, when he comes and says, God save King George.
Yeah, this is interesting.
So this is what this billboard said. I just posted it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It says, pray for our president to be replaced.
Anyway.
Yes. That's right on the money.
Well,
right
I say let's take it a step further than just praying for him. Let's impeach him and then hold him civilly.
That's right.
And charge him for the crimes committed against we the people.
He is
a criminal.
As a matter of fact, it says in Timothy, a lot of people say, well, we're supposed to pray for our leaders. Yes, you're right, okay? I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. There we go.
Yep.
That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, whose good was that for? Were we to pray for the kings for their good? Well, of course, there's going to be a section of that. Is it for the people's good that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life?
I would have went a step further than what you did. I would have brought it. I would have went to the that which preceded your scripture, because the point is who is the king? Mm-hmm. Have Americans appointed the king? Is he a righteous king? Because anything outside of a righteous king, I'm sorry, I'm talking biblical.
Yeah.
Let's take it to the president. Anything outside of a righteous president, the American people didn't vote him in the first place.
Yeah, there's no power but that which is of God. So therefore, if a man forsakes God, do you think his power is substantiated? No, it's not. But going back to that point, it's the point of praying for your leaders is for you. Mm. Now, it's not a covetous means to pray. It's for society. So what do we pray? When our leader gets out of hand, who suffers for it? Does he? No. We do, the people. Therefore, we pray, Paul says, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Check it out, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. It's part of what we cover in the Constitution class, which I want to put a little plug in for in the next couple weeks here. This is your last chance here. Before you can get in the doors.
I want in.
You got to get in because we got to get your notebooks ordered. This is a 12-week course where you can learn the Constitution from the Sons of Liberty. Every week, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, we webcast it. So if you don't live in the state of Minnesota, it does not matter. You can still take this course. And if you miss some of the courses, we make a private link so you can watch them on YouTube. You can study up. We take tests after every segment. So this is just like going to college again, but getting your degree in the Constitution. It's very important that you do it, folks, so that you understand what we're talking about on the Sons of Liberty. And if you don't understand, you've been saying, man, I've got to learn that sometime. You know what? Take an hour and a half a week, sit down in front of your computer, and watch the webcast and learn your Constitution. You get your own notebook, you get a graduation, you get a certificate. It's signed by Michael Perutka, who started the Institute on the Constitution. He also ran for president. Wonderful man, and was also fully endorsed with a lot of referrals from all over. It's been taught in all 50 states. We're teaching it here at the Sons of Liberty. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see it right there. Constitution course, click on it and register, or give us a call if you have time, a hard time figuring it out. But we're going to be starting that, I believe it's August 22nd, Thursday, August 22nd.
During the French and Indian War occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British-American troops walked right into an ambush. And after 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Yet only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. And of the 86 British-American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. That sound like touch not mine anointed? Amen. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. In fact, several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. George Washington, the president of the United States of America, known as the father of our country, said to his family, by the all-powerful dispensation of providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Now, 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he had personally shot at Washington 17 different times, yet without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. He said, I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle. Wow. Wow.
Where does that glory go to? Right to our Father.
Amen.
I mean, when you exalt the character of George Washington alone, you can see it as attributed back to his Christ. You look, we visited Mount Vernon. We saw where his burial is, and there's scripture on that burial. This man was dedicated to the God of the universe. That's how he was able to do what he did. And folks, God loved this country so much that he gave a leader like that. I think we always got to get it rightly in perspective. And oftentimes during the Equal Rights Movement with Martin Luther King Jr., people attribute him to doing everything. He was a servant of the Lord, and he would always tip his hat back to the God who gave him the ability to be able to lead the way that he did. But he knew who this was about.
Right. And you know what? We always talk about MLK, but let's not forget Frederick Douglass.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that man preceded Martin Luther King to the max. I mean, look what he endured.
Insane.
It was.
He was the first, I believe he was the first black man allowed into the White House. But this guy worked it and worked it. He was a slave, a former slave, who worked his way. And it's not about the notoriety, but the fact that anybody would even listen to him. You know that he was ordained of God, because nobody could just walk in that position without understanding that these are God's men. And when God establishes his men on earth, we can be secure in that. And that's what's so important, folks, about those that you listen to on a daily basis. I know in the beginning we talked about Glenn and how he was a Mormon.
Back.
How he's a Mormon. We have to be careful that we don't get sidetracked, because good is often the enemy of the best.
Yeah.
Good comes right along with it. Christ said, be not deceived. Satan comes and transforms himself as an angel of light.
One more thing, just to interject, Jake, stay your thought. Okay, I'm just feeding into what you're saying right there. Martin Luther, again, a man of God, said that reason is the enemy to faith. Yes, and these are men of faith. Absolutely.
We get to that point. It's not our reason that's going to get us into heaven. We can utilize that facility because God gave it, but we can't trust in that facility. We have to trust in our faith that Christ gave.
I mean, you're reasoning how you're going to get into heaven when God said to press into the kingdom of God and the violent take it by force.
It's contrary to reason. You are a sinner. And how do we know that? By looking at God's law. Sin is the transgression of breaking God's law. There is no reasonable way for you to get to heaven but by the blood of Jesus Christ.
And you're saved by grace. And friends, I got a question for you. What does that grace do? Charles Spurgeon used to pray, Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. There you have it. Be ye holy as I am holy. Walk in the presence of God. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and one of the three men most responsible for the Constitution, said, "Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty, as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation, to select and prefer Christians for their rulers." What used to be taught through George Washington's farewell address, virtually in every school in America? George Washington said, number one, it was one of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbook. Number two, in his address, he told America what brought us our success and warned us what must be done to continue in it. Number three, it has now almost completely disappeared in public schools today. It recently has shown up in college textbooks, minus the four warnings Washington gave that he is to directly and to do it directly. In reference to the divine providence, he explained, number four, of all dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are the indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. Who labors more than this administration to subvert these great pillars? He said it. He's going to transform.
He fundamentally will transform the foundation. When you fundamentally transform a foundation, the whole house falls down. Yep. And you can see that when you plug a hole in the bottom of the boat, what happens then? The water gets in. If you look at our country, because sometimes I just read the Declaration of Independence, you're giving quotes from our founders. What do these men believe? What do they understand? And folks, you can find out a lot more about this, too, on the Constitution course. But going just into the Declaration of Independence, it talks about, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations... And it doesn't get any more blatantly clear, not only through the scandals, but even prior to that. It's not like the climax of this is, well, there's been a scandal. What was going on to get to that particular scandal? The usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right. It is their duty. Because he said it before, it's our duty to elect Christian men as our representatives. It's our duty to throw off such governments and to provide new guards for their future security. And that also gives the context of government. It is to guard your security. That's his purpose. That's why we get it there. We don't get it there so that they can prosper. We get it there so we can prosper.
Well, let me go to 1811 in this country, People versus Ruggles. There was a man who had openly attacked Christianity by printing out articles and dispersing them among the people. Did you know that he was sentenced by the court to 3 months in jail and a $500 fine? The court said, friends, listen, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government.
That's right. That's right. Because Christianity is all about what? People and protecting people's rights. Look in the Declaration. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Jefferson, when he originally penned this, it was edited by Franklin. But it said, we hold these truths to be sacred and undeniable. Sacred meaning, as in holy writ, sacred text, divinity. But they're self-evident. They're so blatantly apparent, they smack you in the head. That all men are created equal. That they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Notice the word created equal, not born equal. Folks, when you are created, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. When a man comes together with a woman and knows her, that's when that child is created. At that particular point, he's created with unalienable rights. None of this garbage about being born, it's outside of the mother's womb, or it's partially out, or the...
It's baloney.
It is.
You know, and how are they to sit there and debate away life when God granted them life?
They're murderers.
Someone through law protected their life.
That's right. Yes. They're murderers, and they want to justify their murder.
Yeah.
Unalienable rights that
Brother Cain.
And Brother Cain.
Yes.
Among these rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now listen to this, because this is the fundamental reason for government, that to secure these rights, to keep them secure, governments are instituted among men. But notice this, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They come to you to get permission. Hey, we feel we can secure your rights better if, you know, pick something.
Yep.
Therefore, we're going to come to you to get your permission. To make sure that you understand this is what we feel, but if you don't feel this, we're not going to go do it because our authority comes from you giving us the nod and saying yes or no. That's liberating to understand that you don't work for your government works for you.
Yes.
And to what end?
Yes.
There's no necessary evils in government. I love it. Dude, come on, church.
Runkle versus Weinmiller, 1799. Listen to what the court said, friends. By our form of government, the Christian religion is the established religion, and all sects and denominations of Christians are placed on the same equal footing. Now, did you hear anything about Dalai Lamas?
Hear about the Lamas.
Did you hear anything about those Muslims?
Didn't hear about them.
I didn't hear them either. What about Hare Krishna and all these other jokers that have a million gods and they got a little ponytail in the back of their head because they think God's going to reach out and pull them up into heaven like that when they're high on PCP.
I'll tell you what, those people can come to America and have asylum so long as they learn
the law and
the rule
of
our American God. Remember in our college.
Jake, that's why they do come here.
Exactly. Yes. Because of the fruit of our God. As a matter of fact, we did a college. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before or something like that. It was here in Minnesota. And we're sitting there in a Muslim, after all these stinking...
Are you talking about Burnsville or St. Cloud?
No, Normandale, down there.
Normandale, yeah. Gotcha, yep.
So we're in there, and these Christians are like, well, you know, be careful how you say this, this, this. And a Muslim dude stands up and says, listen, I am from, I don't remember where he's from.
Yes!
The Middle East. And he says, America is a Christian nation, and I'm a Muslim.
But wait a second. Here's the lady in the front row who says she's a Christian. This is all an issue of semantics.
What are you saying?
Yeah, it's the way you say it is what you're saying.
You're in a college telling us that America is a Christian nation.
The Muslim stands up and says, I'm a Muslim. And yes,
acknowledging we are a Christian nation.
Is
yes.
A Christian. And then he goes on to say, that's why I came here.
Yes! Yes.
He came here for that reason.
Yes.
Acknowledging the God of heaven.
Oh,
hallelujah.
No, but you know what? In that case, it was... It was a proverb, dude.
It was.
Because it was like, here's this Muslim kid, and he's totally... Friends, he was more of a Christian, this Muslim kid was, than the lady that professed her Christianity. She was denying her own foundations, and the Muslim was acknowledging them. That's why they came here.
Probably looking at her like, what are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. Dude. Well, therein lies the problem.
It is.
Yeah,
that
it's
is the
professors.
Problem. That's right.
Yeah. They look like them, they smell like them, but they're not them.
That's true.
Yeah.
They stank.
Yeah, well, this one did in particular.
Our government.
A believer that doesn't believe. How does that work?
I don't think that can work.
That's an oxymoron,
isn't it?
It's an oxymoron.
It's like saying...
oxymoron through semantics?
Yeah. That's an oxymoron.
Well, in this particular situation, it was. But you know what I got to say about that Muslim brother from another mother? Yes!
Hallelujah.
We was having church up in there.
We was having church. And he was in the choir.
Yes, he was.
He was in the choir.
Yes.
He was a participator of that choir to give the acknowledgement of the Most High God, just like Nebuchadnezzar did when he came down and he worshipped Daniel's God. And he says, truly, your God is God.
Amen. Here's an excerpt from the House Judiciary Committee report on March 27th, 1854. You ready?
This was in the 1850s.
Yeah, I feel like Dick Winters right now. You ready? Had the people, the founding fathers, during the revolution, a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and its amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one sect, one or any denomination outside of the other one.
Couldn't make a federal
Christian, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Wesleyans. You know what I'm saying.
They all came
Especially over there on the East Coast. There.
That's right. There's a lot of them over there. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, when he penned the letter, for those of you that don't know, and I hope everybody does know, the Danbury Baptists wrote a letter to him because they were fearing. He wasn't an overtly Christian man. They didn't know exactly what he was going to do. So they said, hey, listen, you're going to get into office, but I want to tell you, we're kind of worrying about our position here as Baptists. Are we going to be overran? Is there going to be a federal denomination? Jefferson said, no, it's not even in thought because it's not in the Constitution. We can't establish a federal denomination because it's a separation between church and state.
And erected a wall. And erected a wall,
wall
is what he said.
That's right. And erected wall to separate so the church cannot be impacted by the civil government. Now, 2 days later, Jefferson puts on his church clothes and he goes to church. Guess where he went to church? Right in the Capitol Rotunda. Why? Because he designated, along with others in full agreement, that church services, divine church services, be held in the Capitol Rotunda because there wasn't an opportunity for church services to be held anywhere else.
Okay, can we go back to my picture one more time?
Separation of church and state.
Taking the poll online. So we got Jane Cooper. She says, honey, you look just fine. It's the message that you bring that makes the difference. Now, I'm not asking if I look fine. I'm just asking, do you want me with glasses or without glasses? You want to see them peepers? You want those peepers covered up?
Peeps.
2 months later, in this age, said the Judiciary Committee, there is no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. By the way, are we kicking up against what the atheists, the communists, and as you call them, the leftists, are we kicking up against them, or are they kicking up against us? There you go. Then it tells you who doesn't have anything to prove.
That's right.
Yes, and the way that they attempt to prove is through their lie. And controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors, friends. And guess what? That's why they won't get on the air with me and the other guy. Because they know that we have the law on our side and the facts. And facts are stubborn things, my goodness sakes.
They're washing their hair that day.
2 months later, the Judiciary Committee said again, the great vital and conservative element in our system, the thing that holds our system together, is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Come on!
These are folks in government!
So those are,
yes!
These are judges, man!
Yes!
This is the judges! We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and to posterity. Yes, they intended it for us, folks. They set out the pattern that we would carry it on.
Yeah, okay, we got one more segment coming up here, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Closing this poll out, check it out, Bradley Dean or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Tell me what you like, with or without glasses. Be right back. Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
That. As to what we were talking about prior, I mean, how they established, they confirmed, they affirmed, they assured the American people who they were, where they came from. Now today, for example, Stone versus Graham, 1980, the Ten Commandments were posted on a wall in school in Texas. It was not used as curriculum, and students had the choice to read them. The court declared, friends, those that work for you, those that represent you, they stood against your principles, your belief system. And they said, if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read, like, thou shalt not kill, like, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not covet, and honor your father and your mother. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to them, to serve them. Nor thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, or remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We can't have that in front of the kids. And then we wonder why two kids back in the 90s walk into a public school and shoot their school up? Because the courts declared that the Ten Commandments, if venerated upon and obeyed, the commandments which are not a permissible objective to your children. In other words, we can't have you obeying law. We need you to commit crime. That's how we make $64 billion a year through the correction facility in the United States of America. By the way, number one in the world, might I add.
You know, this
by design, of course.
What you're saying right there is you just made a perfectly clear statement. We can't let the kids look at the law. See, back in the day, people that really know God, it's not an issue of religion. religion comes in and says, okay, if it's Ten Commandments, that means that belongs in a church. Yep. But if it's the law of the land that says you can't murder, that belongs in secular society. No, the two blend together.
What's the purpose of a cop? To enforce the what?
To enforce the law.
That who gave?
And there's no distinction between God's law and man's law, yeah, because God's law is there to preserve man because God is our creator. There's no distinction between the two. So for the court to say it's not a permissible objective for students to see the Ten Commandments, they've gone outside of their skull. No longer are they protecting your rights.
Did you say skull or scope of authority?
Oh, out of their skull.
Okay. Let me go back to 1963, June 17th. Abington versus Shemp and Murray versus Curlette. Court explains why the Bible should not be in schools. Oh, 1963, folks. Okay, keep in mind, all the way up until 1947, Bible courses were a part of the school curriculum to pass before they could graduate school.
You just did a column about the McGuffey Reader.
Yes.
Scripture.
Great.
The Bible to educate.
And the schoolmaster to a nation. Yeah. Second to none. You should look at the things that this man was teaching, folks. Pure gospel. But listen to this. This is 1963. This is what the court said as a reason why the Bible should not be in schools. No, we got to give them to them when they end up in jail.
That's right.
Give them a Bible when they get in jail, but not before. Like to say, prevention isn't better than cure, right? Okay, but here we go. If portions of the New Testament were read without explanation, they could be and have been psychologically harmful to the child. It tells you who is sick.
It does.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, just think if the devil was able to just incarnate a man in the form of a judge, what would he say? I think he would say the statement you just read.
Well, these are sons of Belial, and when you study out Belial, Belial is sons of lawlessness. And when you look at the satanic scripture, what's the first scripture?
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
So what are these criminals teaching the American people? Yep. Instead of enforcing the laws, they say, let's do away with the laws.
Yep.
Hey, kid.
Do what thou wilt.
Yes. Do what thou wilt. Do what you want to do. Just
so
think
let's try
about
that with them, then. Let's try that with them.
I say so. I say that's when everything's going to change, when it does affect them.
Right.
And you can rest it. You know what? That would be a great article. What about those that say it's okay until it affects them?
That's right.
Yeah. It's kind of like Madame Murray O'Hare. Remember her? She was the one that was the big atheist that didn't want God around. She was killed. I wonder if she was kind of hoping someone would stop that killer.
God, help me.
Yes, God, help me. Or where's the law to enforce thou shalt not kill? Well, remember, you didn't want him to intervene in your life neither. So how did that work out for you?
You know what?
I wouldn't wish that upon anybody,
by
the way. Okay.
And I use this analogy in when we're doing the Under the Influence class. The band Pantera, many of you have heard of it before, an extremely violent band. Their lyrics are just...
Powerful, dude.
Totally powerful. Yeah. You get in a car with that, when you jump out of the car, I don't care if you're a violent person at all, you're ready to just hit something, do something, break something. They sang a song called Cowboys from Hell. And it says something to the regards of, we're coming at you, showdown, shootout, spread fear within, reach for your gun, you better listen well, my friend. See, it's been slow down below, aimed at you, we're the cowboys from hell. Sparks fly everywhere from my double barrel 12-gauge. Now, Dimebag Darrell was a notable guitar player. No doubt this man was talented. And he played this music over and over for years, even probably close to a decade. Then the band breaks up.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts another band. I can't remember the name, Damage Plan or something. Him and his brother, Vinnie Paul, started this band. Who we've actually
tracked several times.
We've given gospel tracks to, I think, on three different occasions.
Yeah.
And they're in this club, and a guy jumps up on the stage and using a handgun and blasts Dimebag point blank multiple times. He's then apprehended by another man with a gun who stopped all the killing going on. Dimebag died, and rock stars from all over the world were paying tributes. Now, again, I would not wish that to happen. It's wrong. It's a breaking of the law. But in the man's lyrics, he was preaching this message. Oh, well, it's just lyrics. You're not supposed to do them. Yeah. You've got to understand, words are powerful. They're carriers.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Words start wars and words end wars. Words means carriers.
Yep. So somebody took his song lyrics and took them literally and ended up dying by the very thing that he was playing music to. So it goes back to the reaping and sowing.
Guy just walked in and started shooting at him. Yeah.
Screamed something about his band. So going back to that, words do mean everything. They have everything to do with. When you forsake Christ and when you leave off God, just like Madeline Murray O'Hare did, guess what? She reaped that whirlwind, didn't she?
And you know what God did out of that whole situation? Right. Her son is now in full-time ministry.
That's right. Hallelujah.
In Washington,
there's the redemption. Because he would take it. It was there for her, too, but she refused it.
Yeah.
Her son took it.
Yeah.
Amen.
What, and remember what Scripture says, that the children are not responsible for the sins of their father, nor are the fathers responsible for the sins of the children.
That's law, and that's right, judgment. That's why it's in our law books even today. You can't suffer a penalty for what your father has done. That's in the Bible.
Of course. Let's take that to a nationwide level. Let me just say this. As nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, so they must be in this. By an inevitable chain of causes and effects, providence punishes national sins by national calamities.
That's right.
So what America at length is apathetic to, by allowing sins, you are at length causing and hastening judgment to come upon yourselves.
Yep.
That's why it's important, patriots, to uphold dying laws and to get out there. Hey, listen, we haven't forgotten what Scripture says. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. But he also promised it would be a work of faith with power and that they would see him in all that we do.
Yep. There's that self-fulfilling prophecy. I just got this email. Let's see, was it Ray? Ray sent it. I think he's from Florida.
I got one from Ray,
too. Info about the U.S. Constitution and the fraud, and he gave us a website there. Thank you, Ray. But then he also said, listen to your show on Saturday today. Really well done. Tell Bradley I like the... No glasses.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did you send him like a...
can you send this so I can read it?
No, you sent him like one of those restaurant cards, didn't you?
Something.
Just email it in, and what you want to do is just say what I say.
That's right.
Ray, and I'll tell you what.
Repeat,
I'll get you a gift certificate.
Repeat after me. There are no necessary evils in government. Let this liberate you folks. And again, join the Constitution course at sonslibertyradio.com, the 12-week course. Its evils exist only in its abuses, said Andrew Jackson. If it would confine itself to equal protection and, as heaven does, its reigns, shower in favor alike on high and the low, the rich and the poor, it would be an unqualified blessing. In the act before me, there seems to be a wide and unnecessary departure from these just principles. Therefore, guess what Andrew Jackson did? He vetoed because he saw it was unconstitutional. He saw what Congress brought forth was unconstitutional. He stood as the protector of America and said, I will veto this because it is unjust. It doesn't affect us all. Now, folks, we've talked
about... He got saved at the end of his life, too, by the way.
That's right. There's a conversion story for that. We have talked about the My War DVD series. I encourage you to get it. We have talked about the Constitution course. I encourage you to sign up for that. We've talked about a number of things in the program today, but I want to encourage you to become a partner of ours, the Sons of Liberty. We need your help to stay not only on the air and keep bringing forth our message, but to get out there, put our boots on the ground, and get to events across this country. I shared earlier one of the feedbacks that we got from the event in Armstrong, Iowa. Folks, make your tax-deductible donation. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty, or just go to the lower right corner of the website and contribute. Make your donation today. You can depend upon us, folks, to plant that seed that you sow into us, into the field of America, for liberty, for Christ, for our God, and for our people.
You can even hold the basket.
That's right.
And let the fruit fall.
Let it
folks,
fall.
John Adams again said, our Constitution is made only for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And that, by the way, my friends, is what makes you great. And that's why the world waits for you to respond in action. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.